Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business women spotlight magazine. At People You Need to Know, we're proud to promote women in business and give them world-class recognition along the way. Our show today is brought to you by our new official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about the Live Healthy and Thrive Expo, issues facing today's youth, health, and more. My guest today is a graduate of both Morehouse College and the University of Michigan. He received his Ph.D. in clinical psychology and maintains a popular positive psychology practice in Decatur, Georgia, and is recognized as a parenting, teen, and relationship expert for women and teen girls. We're extremely fortunate to have on the phone today a man who is truly devoted to promoting social change through raising expectations, innovative problem solving, and creating stronger relationships within the community. Dr. Aldwin Tart, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Spark Plug. You have me fired up, man. I'm excited.
Great. We're excited about having you. Are you ready to talk about the Live Healthy and Thrive Expo?
Absolutely.
Well, let's get right into it, okay?
All right.
What made you get involved with the Live Healthy and Thrive Expo, and what's your role in the show?
Well, one, I'm going to be part of any type of event that is about the empowerment and wellness of us as a people. We have to have more expos like that because we go through life focusing on the problems and not focusing on any solutions. And I want to be part of the change that I wish to see in the world. It's just that simple. Now, my role is I'm doing a youth panel, talking to all youth about how to be successful when it comes to relationships, especially so we're talking about sexual activity when it comes to kids. And a lot of times we blame the youth, but we never really think about it, that the youth have not really been taught how to properly date. They have no idea. So they're listening to the music, they're listening to MySpace, YouTube, reality TV, and they're educating our youth about relationships. Meanwhile, as a community, we're sitting pat, and then we're looking at the problem. I want to help parents and kids be part of the solution.
Beautiful. Well, tell us about the work you do with children in the Atlanta community.
Well, I'm a psychologist, so I'm a solutionist. So any type of problem that's out there, God created me to be part of the solution. So a lot of what I do is counsel kids one-on-one. I've just started a mentoring effort, which will actually start in late July and August. I have a parenting seminar coming up called Helping Single Moms Raise Boys into Exceptional Men. I do a lot of violence prevention work, a lot of educating young girls on how to date and not exchange sex for love, just helping them to court and understand boys better. So whatever's needed and God calls me to do it, I just obey and respond.
Well, what are the biggest challenges facing our youth in regards to educating them about how to care for their bodies, minds, and spirits?
All right, well, one, I don't think there's a course at school that really talks to them about the importance of health. I know, yes, health is there, but if you ever look at the curriculum, it does not really focus on helping them realize, okay, there's certain things that you should not eat, the fast foods, the soft drinks. Kids don't really understand what that has to do with health because they look at themselves as being invincible. But kids at that age are very impressionable. You see the effective campaigns like stopping smoking. I mean, they will go home and they will get on their parents about the harmful effects of smoking, but when it comes to eating right, that's not really taught. And as a matter of fact, you see the differences in the cafeteria when they have like so many fatty foods. You know, once you educate kids on that, they actually change the menus. And I'm also going to talk to them about, one, this whole sexual activity. I mean, we have completely erased, one, God from the equation and helping them understand even the religious or philosophical reasons of why you should remain pure. Kids are not even given that option anymore. And then, two, they really don't know how to date or how to court. They really don't understand what love is, and I help educate them on understanding what that is.
How long is your panel going to be?
The panel's going to be, I think it's an hour, hour and a half. I'm going to go as long as they ask me to go. They're going to have to take the mic from me because I'm going to empower and educate kids as long as they allow me to do so.
Well, what are the top three tips you would give adults and parents as a better way of reaching our youth on the subject of health and wellness?
Okay, well, Spark Plug, first of all, you have to spend time with your kids. I know that sounds basic, but I can't tell you how many parents have really gotten focused on work or jobs or taking care of themselves, and they have completely ignored our kids. I think at this point in time, we have a generation of kids who are ignored more than ever. So spend at least 15 minutes to 30 minutes a day face-to-face, one-on-one with each one of your kids. Two, they need to be exposed to both the positive and the negatives when it comes to health and wellness. So when we start talking about healthy relationships, they need to see healthy relationships from a teen perspective, and they also need to see unhealthy relationships and allow the teens to decide which one they want to be a part of because they don't really understand what's healthy. And then number three, we have to focus. If we're talking about overall wellness and we're talking about mind, body, and spirit, parents have to stop spoiling the kids and make education and not money a priority. If your kids are not on honor roll, they don't need to have the iPhones, the cell phones, the different pairs of tennis shoes. They need to focus on education because that's what's going to allow them to be successful, healthy, and have a healthy spirit and mind going forward.
What are some of the signs parents should look for in their kids before they call Dr. Tart?
All right, one, if you see a sudden decrease in grades or a sudden increase in the amount of time your child spends alone in their room, typically that's a sign that the kid is going through something. They can't always talk about it. They don't feel like talking to their parents, especially if it's not part of the daily routine. If you see a significant drop-off in grades and a significant amount of isolation, that is something that you need to be aware of and talk to your kids. In addition, you need to be actively monitoring their social media. So that means their Facebook accounts, their MySpace accounts, their telephones, their text messaging. It's not sleuthing. You pay for the phone. You have the right to randomly go through the messages and make sure that what they're communicating is appropriate. I can't tell you how many parents realize that their kids are having sex simply by doing this, and they've missed the opportunity to talk to their kids about abstinence because they felt they would reserve that conversation for when they're 14 or 15, but by then it's too late to start talking about abstinence.
What's the number one question parents should ask their kids today?
I think it's a number. One, parents have to teach their kids about God, or whatever their religious background is. If you don't, you're allowing society to teach them all about the negatives, the sex, the drugs, the alcohol, the negative language, disrespecting yourself. Have to ask them what their purpose is. What is your purpose on this earth? Most kids do not know why they were created and what their purpose is. You help a kid find their purpose on this earth by exposing them to different careers and helping them understand kind of the legacy of their family and the different gifts they have. Then you'll see a change in behavior.
Tell our listeners, what is positive psychology?
All right, well, positive psychology is all about helping people to get from where they are to where they need to be. In the past, people have looked at psychology as only for crazy people or people who are mental or a sickness model. But people that have actually come in to see a psychologist and they see the new movement towards positivity look at it more like life coaching, relationship coaching, and they see the benefits. And I am purposeful in taking psychology to the people because we need more psychology than what we're willing to admit. When you take the mask down, most people are having relationship problems. Most people are having issues at work dealing with different personalities and dealing with trying to recover some of the money they've lost from the recession. Most people are having difficulty managing their time and life balance and their health and the relationship with their children. Psychology, positive psychology, can help out with all of that in addition to being able to transition from corporate America into doing what you love, being able to make a living doing what you were born to do. A lot of people have anxiety and fear, and positive psychology can help you to do that.
And you're doing all this in your private practice in Decatur, Georgia.
Absolutely. I know it sounds like a lot, but it's more like, you know, Dr. Phil. Whatever people bring to me, I develop curriculums, I develop models that actually serve them. Because in my day as a psychologist, I will see 6 to 7 to 8 different people, and they all bring in different issues, and they all bring in different obstacles, and they all bring in different goals. So whatever I'm doing one-on-one, God has called me to expand that to do more. So if I can tell one person, why can't I tell during a seminar, why can't I tell 500? That way I'm serving more people in the day versus just being in my office every day.
Well, before we bring this interview to a close, are there any final thoughts you would like to leave our listeners with regarding the Live Healthy and Thrive Expo?
Live Healthy and Thrive Expo is a place that you need to be. There are going to be so many different resources there. I'm talking about healthy living. My focus is going to be on healthy relationships and how to empower your teens. You need to be there. It's going to be June 26th, Cobb Galleria Center. And I want to see you out there. I will be out there. I will be out there answering any questions that you have, parents, any. I will be there all day supporting the initiative. Come on out. Visit me if you want more information. You know the website. And also you can visit my own website at www.drtart.com. That's drtart.com.
Well, Dr. Tart, how can our listeners connect with you?
All right. Well, it's easy. You know, I'm very accessible. They can find me on Facebook. They can find me on YouTube. I'm here to serve the people, and they want to contact me directly. My office number is 404-377-4757. Again, that's 404-377-4757. I'm here to serve.
Dr. Aldron Tart, positive psychologist, devoted father, professional speaker, and community servant, thanks for spending some time with us today.
Thank you, Spark Plug, and all that you do.
My pleasure. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading business professionals like Dr. Aldron Tart. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another excellent job. For more information about the Live Healthy and Thrive Expo, visit livehealthyandthrive.com. This is Spark Plug encouraging you to keep supporting women in business, because when women succeed, the nation prospers. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.